So there are number of subsidiaries that follows the form the systematically. This can be seen by referring to the various ratios. So there are various subtleties that follows from the symmetry. Now what are those subtleties? That we have to see. Nonlinear payoff. What is this nonlinear payoff means? This term is used while making the payoff for the plain vanilla option. This is nothing but it is a linear in underlying. Underlying means underlying trade. When one denominates the payout in the given numericals. Okay. In case of foreign exchange options, on the rate, foreign exchange options, on the rate, one must be careful which currency is underlying and which is at numerator. Underlying currency is always at the base, and the currency which is required to trade in FX option is always at numericals. Okay. Now, this change of numerical means reverse is the situation. The implied volatility of the FX option, this depends upon which is the numerical of the purchaser. Again, because the non-linear means 1 upon X, ulta, reverse, is very important in change in numerical. Now the foreign exchange swaps. The foreign exchange swaps is appearing as an intervention in many central banks around the world, although they are popularly seems to be on the wane. So it is partly reflected the limited depth of the domestic debt market, and it is associated with limited fiscal deficit. Amid fiscal deficit historically, which is incurred by the Swiss government. Formally, the foreign exchange FX swaps, we are going to understand what is swaps, swaptions, then arbitrage, spread, all this terminology we are going to discuss also. But for the time being, just keep in mind that it is swaps. The foreign exchange swaps is a financial transaction where two parties exchange agreed upon amount of the two currencies as a spot transaction and simultaneously agreeing to unmute the exchange of the future data based on that reflects both interest as well as in principles. Applicability. Okay. Swaps is applicable to principal as well as coupon or interest. When initiating agent is a central bank, the motivation for undertaking the swap is usually either to affect the domestic liquidity or to manage the foreign exchange reserve. These are some of the elements we have seen. Now, we will understand certain terminologies and its importance in the foreign exchange market. Arbitrage, speculation in the foreign exchange market. These two instruments or these two methods by means of which the dealer or the agent makes the profit in the international market if it is rightly quoted. If it is not quoted correctly, not availed correctly, then it may be a loss venture. This advantage, everybody knows. And there are also flaws also in this monetary system. These speculators, those who speculate, artificial increase or decrease in the currency or change of currency rates is a speculation. So the speculation that includes the international financial institution and the agents or the fund managers, they are very knowledgeable. That is why they are entering into as a speculators and speculate the exchange rates. This is very risky and dangerous as far as economy is concerned. These people have a knowledge of speculation as well as how to arbitrage and get the profit. So this type of knowledge is called attack currencies. Attack to reap the huge profit. When the time comes, they will attack the currency and get the maximum profit. This huge economic bubble have hovered over the East Asian currency sometime back, which is created by the fiat money credit bubble, which is the speculators had attacked the currencies of those countries or those countries' currencies for shortening them and getting more profit. The collective action of the speculator would amount to attack on the currency. If all the speculators come together and they attack particular currency, perhaps they will dismantle the position of the currency of that particular country. While the central bank may counterattack to keep the exchange rate within the reasonable level, a continuous attack can be a difficult for the central bank to match with the attack of these attackers or the speculators or arbitragers. Okay? While the speculators can take a huge leverage position, the central bank would need a large number of the foreign exchange reserve to counter this attack. So, inability to match the speculators would cause the exchange rate to the huge which has happened to the Asian currencies. While one may argue that it is ethically not a right for the speculators to attack the currency, it is the current global monetary system that allowed them to do so. So nobody can help these attackers or arbitragers or speculators. When an exchange rate is moves due to the speculative attack or otherwise, it breaks the equilibrium among the currencies. And this makes it possible for the further profiteering, which is called as an arbitrage profit. This arbitrage is finding money on the ground. This arbitrage is nothing finding. Easily they can get it. Okay. An example of the currency speculators and the arbitrage is mentioned here. These are nothing but the attacking the currency by two ways. One is a speculative profit and arbitrage profit. Two types of profit the attackers can earn. What is this speculative profit means? Speculative profit comes from the speculating the currency would appreciate or depreciate, either due to economic factor or due to the speculative attack made by themselves or even both also at the same time. And if the speculation is correct, then the trader would make a huge profit. However, if the speculation turns out to be wrong, then they would incur the losses. So there is another profit too. There is another method, that is arbitrage method. That arbitrage method is made from the mispricing of the disequilibrium among the exchange rate. Mispricing. Price which is quoted should be either on the higher side or maybe on the lower side, depending upon the situation. So, this type of speculative profit is called as an arbitrage. In this example, what we have seen, this disequilibrium happens when the ringgit exchange rate is moved. Ringgit, why I am choose as an example? Ringgit is the currency of Malaysia. Okay, the arbitrage profit are realized at a point in time like the speculative profits, and that figures are that requires the span of some time. This arbitrage profit, how arbitrage is happening? As I said, I have taken ringgit. Ringgit is a Malaysia's currency. It is called as an RM. Okay, Malaysian ringgit, RM. Okay. How this happens? See, say step one, borrow money and exchange into RM 3 million at the new prevailing exchange rate of RM 3.80 per unit. 3 million at the rate of 3.8 per unit is the rate. This is you are borrowing, first step. Second stage, exchange this RM 3.8 billion into the other currency. Okay, so there will be another rate. And step three will be exchange the money into money that RM 1.5833 million at the exchange rate of 1.6 per unit. And step four is return the bank's loan. So every time simultaneously, rate is quoted that you borrow money at this rate, lend money at different rate, again lend money at different, borrow at different rate. Like that, simultaneous buying and selling and making this profit at different rates is called the arbitrage profit, and this is the step by step. This whatever amount is quoted is not an important. Steps quoted are important. Okay. Now, there are various types of arbitrage. The arbitrage between the banks. Okay. All banks in the market are not necessary to have the identical quotes because they are dealing in the interbank market. Interbank market rate is uniform. Certain spread is added into it, and that will be the rate of the particular bank. So different bank have different rates. Okay, then inverse quotes and the 2-point arbitrage. What is this 2-point arbitrage means? It is a buying a currency in one market and selling the currency at another market at a different price and making profit. Cross rate and 3-point arbitrage. The three currencies are involved in these transactions. Means, start with one currency, sell it for currency B, sell it currency B for the currency C, and finally, the sale currency C bank for the currency, and ending up with more amount of currency. Now, foreign exchange trading spreads. In order to understand the foreign exchange trading spread, we need to know what the spread means. In foreign exchange trading, spread is the difference between the ask price, that is the price we buy at, and the bid price, the price which we sell at. So the difference between the two quotes is called as a pip, and this pip is nothing but it is a spread. So pips are the smallest units of difference between the two currencies in their quotes. Okay. Example, if we quote between euro against the USD at a given moment 1.222 and 4, then the foreign exchange trading spread equal to 2 pips. 2 to 4 means it is a 2 pips. Okay. The difference between the 2 and the 4 is a 2. So 2 is a spread. if the quote is 1.2225 and 4, then the foreign exchange trading spread is going to be 1.5 pips. Pips means basis. This foreign exchange trading spread is how the brokers are making their money. Wider the foreign exchange trading spread will result into the higher asking price and lower bid price. What is important here? Ask price and bid price. The result of this, that will play a more when we buy and get the less, when we sell and making it more difficult to realize the profit. Brokers are generally do not earn the full spread because they have to pay the commission also. So especially when they are hedging the client position, the spread always helps to compensate the brokerages for the risk it assumes from the time it starts the client's trade when there is a broker's net exposure is a hedge, which could be possibly be a different price too. Foreign exchange trading spread affects the return on the trading storage in the big way. A trade, the sole interest is a buying higher and having to sell low is the selling high, is the futures and the commodity trading. Wider the foreign exchange trading spreads means the buying the higher and having to sell the lower. Okay, buying high and sell at low price. Half pips, that is one half. Half pips lower spread does not necessarily sound much profit, but it can easily mean the difference between the profitable trading strategy as making the profit. The tighter the foreign exchange trading spread is the better thing and which is going to be good for anybody. But the right foreign exchange trading spread are only meaningful when they are paired up with the good execution. The good example of this is when a screen shows a tight foreign exchange trading spread but our trade is fibbed with a pips and the wrong direction or as mysteriously rejected. So correct quote is required for even earning the spread, i.e. profit by changing the spreads. When this occurs, okay, repeatedly changing the spread, it means the broker is showing the right foreign exchange stop hunting and foreign exchange trading strategy that some brokers use to get rid of the promise of the tight spreads. Foreign exchange trading and its spread shows always be considered in conjunction with the depth of the book. Oddly enough, when it comes to the economics of the scale, the forex does not even act like most other market that is acting. On the interbank market, for example, the larger the ticket size, the larger the foreign exchange trading spread. And in many cases, when there is a tight spread which is offered and applied, and only it is applied to the only capped trade size, means limited or fixed trade size, which does not work for most the common foreign exchange trading strategy. So strategy should be correct and a right spread is required to be applied. Now, how this is worked out, spreading, exchange arithmetic. Generally in bank, what happens though, we take the foreign exchange and we refer the general mechanism by means of which the bank convert the currency, one currency into another currency. This foreign trade gives rise to the foreign exchange and the foreign trade transaction, which is either in the currency of the exporter's country or importer's country. And they have to pay into that currency where it is invoiced. Okay. This, sometimes the export supplies the goods, and importer has to make the payment of the price of that good. Importer, however, will make the payment in his nation's currency or his country's currency. The exporter will require the payment in her own country. Thus, it involves the conversion of the currency and the transfer. It is found from one currency to another currency. This can be explained like this. Export of goods and invoice is raised in dollars, and goods are going to say Japan or say, for example, US. It is going to say European country, some Germany I can say. Okay, goods exported to the Germany and it is invoiced in dollars by the exporter. However, currency of the Germany is euro. So, euro has to be converted into US dollar, right? And when US dollar comes to, after making the payment by buyer of the goods, it comes to the account of the exporter. That comes into dollars. But when it is export from India, the dollar is required to be converted into Indian rupees. So, there is a simultaneous change of the change of currency. Thus, it is nothing but it is a concomitant trend, that means simultaneous change of the currency, and it is a general mechanism by means of which the settlement of the debt which is arising out of the operation of the international trade is happening. This requires the conversion of the currency from one currency to another currency, and this foreign exchange rate computation involves the number of calculations which can be the best understood by the examples. Now let us understand spread, premium and discount. Difference between the spread, premium and discount. Spread we have seen. The forex spread is the difference between the value of the buy and sell of the currency and that currency pair. Okay. This spread is normally employed to cover up the expenses which the broker or agent or the foreign exchange brokers and the market are come into existence or come across. The truth is, regardless of what market we are deal with, and there would be continuously be the fees that agents and the brokers would have to pay for the course of their fees which have come from the forex traders. This might be generally appear unfair, but providing the services would be the reason why one has to make the payment of the fees. It is simply just look at the proper, at one is using the services, would there be one has to make the payment of their fees. Because international principle, if there is a mill, there is a price. Okay. The fees that the stock market are usually not obtained from any spread, it is conversely exist, and the fees that trade needs to pay up for every stock and shares that he she buys. In the important market or in the import market, you can say there would be always a delivery cost, labor cost, and also very much more. This spread is actually, because cost is incurred by the importer for picking up the goods from the port, taking it to the factory, then again taking it to the shed, preserving it, and then so labor charges, transportation charges, so many charges incurred. how he will determine is the cost of the import by adding the charges into the cost. So, actually, there will be more costly affair in case of import. And this trade of the currency is depending upon what is the cost that is incurred by the importer while importing the underlying goods. The spread usually is the same in most brokerages, but we'll see some foreign exchange brokers who have the bigger spread for the fact that they have to cover the lot more changes that we do not have the worry ourselves. Only one forex trader would not be able to cover all the expenses that the market would experience, and there are various traders or various costs incurred into for that. If we were to imply that one forex trader would not be able to cover up the all expenses, then the market would experience that. The good thing is that it is millions of investors are there. Okay. So the millions of investors there, and if we have to multiply that by one of the lowest spread in the forex is applied, then there will be less costly affair. Now, among the faster growth firms, one line stock trading today is a binary option, because there are many multiple people involved in the market, you know, foreign exchange market. So there is the theory which is evolved as a binary option. What is this binary option? Binary option, it is a trading vehicle. It is a trading vehicle, okay, wherein the traders are expected to bid whether the particular assets will go up or go down with a specified length or period, wherein the traders are expected to bid whether the particular assets will go up or down within the specified length of the time. That is the binary vision. So, taking review, whether market will go up or down, that is the binary vision. The traders will take a call on that, and accordingly, he will price the deal. Option review, easy method to trade a binary option of the currency. Choosing between the various options, brokers out there, and they have the binary option that can be challenged. And to help with making a good choice, examine the few important categories and the factors that will take place in the break this online brokers. The actual disadvantages of the forex trade fundamental assessment. Fundamental analysis has an advantages, but where there is an advantages, there is sure that there should be an disadvantages are also to be found. Okay, then why we should trade forex investment in first place? This is the question. A forex technical analysis trader understands that there are a lot of reasons why the people trade into the forex. The most common reason that could be the possibility of high earning, and that we can, while for others, they just like a thrill, or maybe it is a market. Now, if this is the trading, then what is premium and discount? Future foreign exchange market or forward contract. Prices given at the time are often different than the other underlying commodity in the spot market. For example, gold future prices are virtually always above the cash or spot prices, because the reason is that the gold prices are volatile, changing every now and moment, and they are assumed to go up over a time when we buy the gold contract and pay little or a lot extra to such a law and our price, so lock in our price for delivery down the road. After understanding the spread arbitrage, now we have to go to another method of financing in the international market, which instruments are used. So there comes the international bond financing, and there is a bond financing market also. Sorry. The company which needs the funds to expand their business, okay, they goes to the government, they ask for the money, nobody is giving. If they goes to the some other companies, they are not giving the money. Then ultimately, company has to make its own arrangement. So, if they government also wants sometimes money, that time they come forward and they issue the bond. They issue the bond, that is a contract to pay it after certain period. Okay, this is the bond. This bond may be purchased by the locally within the country or maybe abroad also. When it is purchased by the abroad or bond issued abroad, then it is called as an international bond. Okay. Now, bond financing means issue of the bond, getting the money for financing the company's activities. That is the bond financing. The solution for this is to raise the money by issuing the bond for the debt instrument. Bond is always debt instrument. It is nothing but it is loan for which this instrument is created. Thousands of investors then each lend a portion of their capital needs. Really, a bond is nothing more than the loan, but which we have to lend it. The organization that sells the bond is known as issuer, who issues the bond. The issuer of the bond must pay the investment something extra, which privileges the using his or her money. This extra comes in the form of interest payment, which are made predetermined rate. When the bond is issued, there is a fixed price or their interest is required to be paid, and that is fixed rate. So the date on which the issuer has to repay the amount which is borrowed, known as a face value, is called as a maturity date of the bonds. Bonds are known as a fixed income securities because we know the exact amount of the cash that we will be back if we hold the security until its maturity. If the debt is a loan, then what is equity? Bond, we say it is a loan. So bonds are nothing but the debt. Whereas stocks are nothing but it is an equity. That is why the comparison between the debt and equity is nothing but it is a comparison between the bond and stock. This is important distinction between the two securities. By purchasing the equity, that is a stock, an investor becomes an owner of the corporation or company. This ownership comes with the voting right of the right to share of any future profits. Okay. By purchasing the debt bond, the investor becomes creditor to the company or to the government who issues this bonds. The best advantage or premium advantage being the creditor is that the person or we have the higher claim on the assets of the company when company goes into the liquidation. The priority is given to the bondholder, and subsequent priority is given to the shareholders in case of bankruptcy. So there is generally a less risk is owning the bond than owning the stock. There are certain problems with the bonds also. It is an investment instrument, okay? And the bonds are appropriate at any time we cancel, tolerate, and the short-term volatility of the stock market. There are two situations where this may be true. One is a retirement. The easiest example to think of individually who is living off his fixed income. Retirement person or retired person simply cannot afford to lose his or her principal or the money as income for the requested in the pay of these bills. And second one is a shorter time horizons. Shorter time horizon is a true in cases where the stock market provides a opportunity for the higher growth, which is why the retirement funds are mostly in the stock rather than in bonds, because bonds have a longer period fixed income, whereas stock market always fluctuates. So that is why there is a, in short period, if the price or it is traded very good in the market on the stock exchange, then person can get immediate profit in short time. This case is, this scenario is not correct as far as bonds are concerned, because the bond is the fixed income security, whereas it is unfixed. Stocks are unfixed and its price movement is moving according to how the market is moving. So fixed income securities are likely, that is the always best income security, because many times the in stock market their losses may also happen. Thank you very much.